Just So You Know podcast, here to give everyone a chance to let someone know just how much they mean to them. Welcome back, everyone.
Hola.
I'm here with a very special guest, a person who has the most contagious laugh that I know. Someone who has more nicknames than any person I've ever met in my entire life.
That's crazy.
And someone who has given me the most nicknames that I think I've ever had. Someone who doesn't really know personal boundaries, physical boundaries, will always loom over you. Is slightly addicted to McDonald's.
Slightly.
But also is one of the funniest, most compassionate, and tenderhearted people I know. And is only a middle schooler.
Gub is on the show.
Everyone, it's Gub. It's the Gub and Sub show today, everyone.
That's wild.
My first question is, can you lead us through every single nickname that you and your brothers have had?
Okay. For me or for all of them?
For all of them.
Oh.
Because I think all of them are funny.
Okay.
Oh, everyone, this is actually, it's Graydon.
Yeah.
His name's not actually Gub.
Might be 20 minute long of nicknames. Okay, here we go. Okay. We got Ginlet. We got Gublet.
Okay, you go.
Gubs. Ganny. Zanny.
Gerbil. No. Okay, you go.
Gib. Gibby. Gibble. As I like to call Xander, my Gansel in distress. Zanny, Zanny Ganny, Zinlet, Zinny, Zub.
Zub, of course.
Okay, Kibble.
Wait, explain your brother's actual name.
Kinson. Okay, Kibble, Can Jam.
That one's phenomenal.
Can Jam, Kenny. He does not like that one.
He doesn't like Kenny. Okay.
That was
good to know.
Cub. Canlet. Kiblet. Kibbles. That's about it, I think.
That's about it. What do your parents call you guys?
Gray. Kinsaroonie. G Money.
I like G-Money.
And Xander, I think.
There's creative.
None for Xander.
Who comes up with most of the nicknames?
Xander.
Yeah, yeah. Funny guy.
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. What's your favorite nickname that you've been given?
Gub,
yeah.
I'm starting a... Oh, by the way, if you ever come to baseball games at Georgetown Little League, okay. I'm selling breakfast burritos.
They do not sell breakfast burritos no, at Georgetown.
I am selling breakfast burritos at Georgetown.
What does that even mean?
Like, if you're in a rush and you don't get to eat brekkie at your own home, like you got little Gub rolling around on with his cart of burritos.
What is your storefront called?
Gubs' breakfast burritos.
Oh, I should have guessed.
Should have.
So what's the ingredients? How do you make it?
Oh, it's a secret recipe.
Oh. Sorry.
I can't share that.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah. It's like you're like punching me in the face asking that.
Oh yeah. That's on me. Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, moving on.
Yep.
What animal feels like it best describes you?
Capybara.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Please explain.
Well, they're fat, slow, and funny. No. Panda. Panda, because panda. I saw Kung Fu Panda laying in his bed eating dumplings, and that sounds like something I would do.
Wow. Sometimes I just don't know if I'm allowed to laugh at some of the things that you say.
I mean, I do eat dumplings a lot.
Really? Big dumpling guy. Dumplings or pot stickers?
Well, my dad doesn't get dumplings, so I'd probably say pot stickers. Yeah. But if I did have the opportunity to eat dumplings, I would say dumplings.
That's a good answer.
Right.
That's a good answer. McDonald's order.
Oh. Just wait. Okay. Some days, it's a $5 meal deal. McDouble, 4-piece, and like a medium fry or whatever, and mm-hmm. a pop. But yep. Most days, what did I get? Shoot.
You just texted me the other day and said you got a Big Mac.
That was a rare occasion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Explain why you got a Big Mac. What was the...
Well...
What was the context?
I was craving it.
Oh. I don't think I've ever craved a Big Mac in my life. I can't say that that's a craving I've ever had.
Okay. So, classic Mackey D's order, 6-hour long drive. This is what I'm getting.
Okay. Why are you in the car for 6 hours?
Going up north.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. 10-piece McNugget. Crispy, delicious, juicy.
What sauce?
Moi. Sweet and sour.
That's the only right answer.
With medium fries and
medium
a
fries.
Sprite.
As in, you're getting multiple medium fries?
No, just one. Just one.
Just multiple fries inside of the medium container.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just had to clarify.
You understood that now?
Yeah. What drink?
What drink? Extra spicy, extra carbonated Sprite.
Can you request that?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just know when I pull up because they know me by name.
They said Gubs here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
There goes our stock. Gub is here.
For those of you who are don't know who Gub is, the stature of this child is not large at all. And the fact that you're talking about when you roll up to McDonald's, they're like, yeah, stock's going to be clean out. You're making yourself sound like a roly-poly. It's crazy.
That's why me and Andrew go late at night, because they give it to us.
I love that. Okay. What's the most interesting fact about yourself?
I actually play basketball.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, in a wheelchair.
Tell us about it.
Started in second grade.
Yeah.
Now going into eighth, so sixth year.
Some would say a veteran.
Some would.
Yep.
I would also, yeah. Thing is, though, coach sits me on the bench for the second half of the championship game.
Wow. Ugh. We're still beefing?
Coach, come on.
Ugh. Okay,
but,
moving past that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
What's your team name?
Mary Freebed Pacers.
Pacers?
Yeah.
Wow, do you guys have, like, jerseys and stuff?
Yeah, our colors are orange and green.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's giving Halloween.
Yep.
How do you feel about those colors?
Well, apparently we're getting a black jersey next year, I think.
Okay.
So, hopefully that'll be better. Black with, like, some orange and, like, green shorts or something.
Okay.
Ooh, that might work.
That might work.
A hint of orange.
A hint. A hint, yeah.
An essence of orange.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What would you say is... Okay. The fact that you just looked at my foot is creepy.
What are you doing with your pinky toe in your...
The other night at Core, I'm sitting there listening to our dear friend Andrew try to speak. And this man's points at my foot. In the middle. Just out of context.
Because it was yourself. Green. I couldn't hold back. The pointer finger was urging to point at it.
I was in the grass outside.
I'm not too sure about that. It looks like mold.
Imagine mold being on your foot like that. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Okay. What is your biggest, like, success story?
Meeting Jesus in under 1 year and pursuing him every day.
Wow.
And loving him to the fullest.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so going through my testimony here.
Yeah, do it.
Playing ping pong one day, and my brother decides to share about Jesus, and I'm like, ooh, nah, dog. So we, like, argue about it every day for, like, 3 months, and then he's finally like, so, what do you think? And I'm like, ooh, maybe that. Ooh, I'm going to have to think about this one. So then I'm like, okay, tell me more. And so, you know, he shares the gospel and does all that stuff. And I'm like, wow. I'm thrown.
Yeah.
I actually, I'm punted. And,
what part punted you?
What part punted me?
Yeah.
That Jesus literally died for our sins and suffered just be, and he didn't even know us, but he was like, my love for you is so strong that I'm going to die for you.
Yeah.
And save you from all your sins and forgive you from your sin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just when it all started. And then I met Emma, of course.
Of course.
And she really helped me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone give it up for Emma.
My steps are so bad, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, you met Emma.
Yeah.
And then
she really just helped me grow in my faith, and just all the questions I have, she was answering them. Yeah. And like that relationship just kept getting stronger and stronger every day, because she is the campus life director or the campus life person for the middle school. So,
and now we're here
and,
today.
And now we're here, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you feel like was one of the biggest questions that you were asking? Or, like, in that three-month period when Xander was, like, telling you about Jesus and you still weren't sure, like, what was some of, like, the reservations? Like,
Well, I was kind of, like, into the scientifics or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, so what about the Big Bang? Did that just not happen? And he was like, God spoke his godly words and created the universe.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the earth.
All of it, yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. No, it's
not
really
just
cool.
Some asteroid exploding or whatever. Ugh. Now that I think about that, how do people, like, think that? Like, that is actually insane.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, God speaking, I'm sure, like, separating light and darkness kind of felt like a bang.
Felt like a big bang, you know?
Yeah, some would say. Like,
yes.
It kind of felt like a big bang.
Big exclamation point.
Sure.
In the creation of the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah. No problem.
What's your hottest take?
Oh. My hottest take during the junior high school year was no meal is a full meal without watermelon.
So it's like mid-January.
Yep.
Where are you finding watermelon?
In the school, like, fruit stand or whatever.
Oh, really? They have watermelon there?
Yeah.
There's no way that tastes
okay. On occasion. It's all right. It's not bad. It's good melon.
So every single time there's watermelon in that fruit thing?
I'm getting it.
Really?
I'm getting the melon.
Getting the melon.
There's
yeah.
just... See, like, but there's not melon very often, so I don't eat full meals very often.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every time you come over to my house, I always have watermelon.
I don't want to hear it. You didn't tell me about that watermelon.
What? I literally had it last Monday.
You didn't tell me about it. And moving on.
Okay. Gray, how would you explain yourself to someone who doesn't know you?
I would say, you know, I mean, I really like being in nature, but I don't do it very often because... Yeah.
Because you're always at McDonald's.
This bad boy. Ooh.
Oh, your phone.
That as McDonald's. Well.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, okay. I would also say that I hate running, so don't come at me with that. I would say that I think I'm pretty funny to most people. I think I would be.
I'd agree.
Okay, yeah. You're in shambles over there. Okay, I would say I have, like, a, you know, like, I'm kind of, you know, I laugh at, like, so many things, but my laugh is so contagious that they just laugh, too, so.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be friends with me if you didn't want to have a good laugh with me. Exactly. Right.
If you want to be serious all the time.
Like, yeah, get out of here.
Pass.
Ugh, yeah. Pass.
Swipe left.
Tinder, but friender.
New hot take.
Friender is way better than Tinder because you can't get... Wait. Ooh, you could get catfished on Friender, though. It would be me.
Have you ever met anyone who has been catfished?
Probably Andrew. honestly. But no, I've never met anybody that admits to me that they've been catfished.
Yeah, admits to you is probably a valid
point. That's a emphasis on that.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's something that you've learned recently that is, like, shaped the way that you've been thinking?
One thing, it's, ooh. Like, I used to be, like, the one to, well, you say that I'm currently like this, but, I used to be the one that really liked to hold a grudge, and if you did something to me, I would, like, get revenge on you and seek revenge, but, ugh. But after I met Jesus, that's just not the case. Let me find the video that I liked of the Bible verse that it was.
Great.
I think I liked it. On hold.
Yeah. I think that you've definitely grown in that much. Yeah. I've, like, watched you grow in that a lot.
It's actually, there's actually no internet here at, her house, so I can't find it. But, I'd say that, I really don't like holding grudges anymore. And it's weird if you do.
Why would you say it's weird?
Because if you stole my chicken nugget... Ooh.
That's a tough blow.
If you stole my nugget, that's a tough blow right there. But I'm not going to be like, yep, you owe me one of your nuggets because you stole one of mine. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll just starve today, I guess. But I would probably tell you that.
You're like, yeah, I didn't want to eat that anyways.
Yeah. No, one time at McDonald's, holy moly, it was like the nastiest nugget. It was like a tender, but like two nuggets like fused together to make like a mutated nugget.
like
a teenage mutant.
Like a teenage mutant nugget.
Yeah.
We should make a show on that.
Welcome back to the TMN TMN show. Teenage Mutant Nugget show. Okay. Then we're changing the name. Not just so you know anymore.
Yeah, sorry everyone.
Yeah.
We've changed the podcast name 3 times.
Yep.
This podcast. Wait, really? The Sub and Gub show.
Oh, right.
It happens. Okay, what's the most embarrassing story that has happened in your life?
Pretty sure every single person that I've met heard this story already, but
okay, but please share it again.
Most embarrassing thing.
Is it the one?
Is we went to Meijer, right? So we
okay, keep going.
We decided to have like a nacho like table night free for all.
Yeah.
I ate it all, but and then we're getting the ingredients, right? So yep. We got all the ingredients. Shimmy our way.
Please meanwhile, give the context of who you're with, where you're sitting.
I'm currently with Shelby and Abby.
Yep.
And I'm sitting in the cart.
Of course, yep.
And Shelby is shimmying herself and myself and Abby up to the checkout.
Yes.
As they're checking out the items, Austin decides to creep up behind me, rub me on the head, and I'm like, who is that?
So you look up.
I look up. I look behind me. As my mouth is open saying, who is that? There's a thunderstorm. Drop. Drop. Two drops of his spit. Land on the top of my lip.
Yep.
And as I go to wipe it, I'm looking up still, right? As I go to wipe it, gravity just takes charge and nope. Couldn't even wipe it before they went into my throat and mind you, they were still boiling hot. And
bubbling.
They were bubbling. Pretty sure there was rabies in that. Not gonna lie. Pretty sure we're cooked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And I gag the hardest I've ever gagged in my entire life. So loud, I'm like...
Trigger warning.
I look back at Shelby. I'm, like, crying. Shelby's over here, like, bawling herself on the floor, crying in laughter. And I'm like, Shelby, that was real.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was a real dry heave. You almost lost yourself there.
I pretty much did.
Yeah.
My digestive system was like, what is going on? What is this liquid?
What is this boiling hot bubbling liquid? And then we just checked out and left.
And then we checked out and left, and now beware when you're around Austin. I'd recommend you cover your mouth with your hand. Beware. And, yeah. That was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I have not laughed that hard, I think, in a really long time.
Oh.
Do you
think you piddled a little bit in your pants as you're laughing?
No, but in the same likeness as close you were to throwing up in the car and you didn't. I think
you were very close.
Yeah, yeah. Because who wants to pee their pants in Meijer? That would have been my embarrassing story.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Didn't happen though. Okay. Don't worry.
Didn't have to bear with that on the way home.
Exactly. Okay. Switching into a little bit more of a serious, thought-provoking question.
Here we go.
Okay. I think high schoolers, like, want to be cool, and they want to, like,
right.
do cool things, and,
right.
like, that's kind of bogs them down.
Yeah.
But instead of middle school, I feel like it's a cool age group where some kids are, like, growing up, want to have serious conversations,
yep.
but other kids, like having fun still,
yep.
and they like making a fool of themselves and stuff like that. But I do feel like there's a lot of, like, I would say a lot of, like, gossip and complaining
yeah.
inside of middle school
yep.
as well. Why do you think that it's hard for middle schoolers to, like, show thankfulness towards people or maybe even, like, vulnerability towards one another?
I truly think that, like, they, like, maybe they've been, like, broken by, like, their exes or whatever. Hmm. And, like, their past friendships. And they're, like they have trust issues now.
Yeah.
Because, like, they were hurt and, like, you know, like, so broken. So they're like, oh, now I just can't trust anyone else after that. I'm so traumatized. And
yeah,
I just think it's like trauma from past friendships.
Just like start building wall after wall.
Yeah,
after wall.
For sure. Yeah.
What is something that you try to do in your life to not let past experiences dictate future relationships?
Well, you know, every time I get into, like, a friendship, I'm like, God, is this right for me?
Hmm.
Like, I pray about it, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. And if he's like, nah, then I'm like, all right, shaming my way out of there.
Yeah.
And, it just all comes down to what is God's will for my life.
Yeah, that's really good. When you think about you're going to be an eighth grader. So last year at the middle school before you go to the high school.
Yep.
What are some of your goals for this school year?
This school year, I'd say just being a leader more than I was last year. And, like, I know last year I was super confused on where my classes were. Especially first hour.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yep. And, you know, like, if I see some little homeboy in the corner, like, crying, and I'm like, dude, what's going on? Let me show you around. What's, you know, like, just being a leader, and if I can, you know, like, eventually, like, become friends with them, then I can, like, you know, share the gospel and see if they know about Jesus and to really leave my legacy in the junior high as, mascot.
You're gonna be the Wildcat?
Yep.
Great.
Very.
Come to the next home football game to see Gub running around as the Wildcat.
That would be absolutely insane. That's my dream job right there.
I think you'd be great at it. Except you can't. So. Except you're not allowed to talk once you're in the mascot uniform.
Ugh. Can't bark at them either. Oh wait.
Yeah, because cats don't bark.
Right, yeah. Can't be like, wow. That would be insane.
I think you could get away with that.
Could get away with one little meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one little one though.
Yep. Whatever your principal's name is, I don't know. Doctor or whatever.
Lighter.
What is he lighting?
That's a great question. You should ask him sometime.
Next year?
First day of high school. You should ask him.
So, Dr. Lighter, what are you lighting? Alrighty.
You wrote a letter to someone.
I did, didn't I?
Who explained to us who that person is?
Emma Grell is... Yep. One of the role models that truly helped me grow in my faith and truly, like, you know, like, get into, like, just the routine of truly praising him. And
yeah,
I think just based off that relationship, she's just, you know, we kind of got, like, that connection. Like, I can trust her. She can trust me.
Yeah.
You know, count on me to go places.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just a homie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a homie, too. What's one of your most favorite memories with Emma?
I would say... Okay. I would say one of my most favorite memories is last year, every day during dance season, I would... waltz my way into the cafeteria and be like, Emma, come on. You know I would be a good dance coach. Come on. Let me on the team. And she's like, nah, dog. You gotta migrate yourself out. And it was an everyday kind of thing. Yeah, no, yeah. Thing is, I would waltz in there and be like, Emma, because she promised me a donut.
Wow.
Yeah. Never got that donut. She was just looking out for my back, I guess.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I'd say that's pretty good.
Would you mind reading us your letter to Emma?
I can read it, sure. Okay. Okay. Hey, Emma, just so you know, you really impacted my life when we first met because you started inviting me to all these things, and at first I had no idea about God, and I was really questioning him, but as soon as you started teaching me more about him and inviting me to CORE, I feel like you really helped, like, sort of ignite the fire for Jesus inside of me. So, like, I really thank you for that, and I thank you for just continuing to answer more and more of my questions about it and about, like, Jesus, and even if I'm confused, you don't give up on explaining it to me and helping me fully understand the answer to my question. I also want to thank you for being there for me when I'm having a bad day or when I'm sad. You're always, like, making funny jokes and trying to make me laugh and cheer me up. And I'm really thankful for when you don't judge me because And when I'm hungry, you don't judge me when I DoorDash McDonald's almost every day after school. Anyway, just so you know, I want to tell you thank you.
I love that.
Not as deep as Andrew's. I'm telling you.
No, I love it. I think it's a true depiction of who you are. And
true letter from me.
It is. But Gray, just so you know.
Oh.
I am deeply grateful for the way that you pull people in. I would call you an includer. There's never a person who is around you that feels unseen or like they're discluded from what's going on. I think your ability to, like, win people over in conversations is something that God has put inside of you for a reason. I think that the way that you stop looking at my toes.
I'm trying to
pour out my heart to you right now. I think that the way that God has radically transformed your life in such a short amount of time, and your desire to, like, grow spiritually is going to set you up for not just success, but for other people to know that you're a trustworthy person that can also teach them about God. Yeah. When I think about the jobs that me and Emma have, I think of people like you, because you know what it looks like to be an outcast, where someone brought you in, that listened to you, that heard you. And I'm grateful for your ability to always make people laugh, to always have a good time. I know that when you're around, there isn't going to be any awkwardness, because even if there's a new person in the room, you're going to still crack jokes with them, probably give them a nickname within the first 5 minutes of talking with them.
Not even.
And we're obviously still working on the whole McDonald's thing. Ugh. Yeah, it's okay. But I'm grateful for your transparency. You have an ability to, like, not feel ashamed of who you are as a person. You can walk into any room and you're always going to be the same. And I think there's a consistency about that that is going to transform people's lives and give them permission to be who they are, and not have to change who they are around other people.
That's also an issue in the middle school. People do that a lot.
They change flip-flop?
I think so.
Yeah.
And vaping. Ugh.
Yeah.
Now that was real.
Any parting words for the listeners?
Gracias, and never stop partying. and thank Jesus for everything.
You heard it here first.
Adios.
As Emma would say, there's no high like the Most High.
Never heard her say that. Ever in my life. Adios, chicos.